There are a lot of nonprofits across Connecticut that rely on government funding to survive and do really important work. But with tax dollars supporting some of these groups, do we do a good enough job in Connecticut checking financial reports and knowing exactly where those dollars are going? Recently, New Opportunities Incorporated had their they were suspended by the state as a vendor administering the low income heating assistance program. You probably know that as LIHEAP, because it used federal energy assistance money to cover operating expenses. I wanted to talk more about this story in particular, but even more general, about financial oversight for nonprofits utilizing government funding. Joining us now is State Representative Jay Case, who also is the House ranking member of the Human Services Committee. Representative Case, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to WICC.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I am good. I wanted to know your thoughts initially when you heard about this story with New Opportunities.
Well, having the city of Torrington within my district, I was shocked. There's a lot of things going on here with New Opportunities. They're the backbone to help those most vulnerable get energy assistance and many other things. And it's troubling that you see somebody using federal dollars for operating expenses. I think we need to have much better oversight. And the only way we found out was the vendor who was to be paid had to be paid within 3 days, and they had a bounced check. So I think there's going to be a lot of discussion on this in the coming session. I think we need to do a much better job checking out our nonprofits and making sure the money's going. We were well filled with cash during COVID, and now things are changing.
Representative Case, just to give people perspective, because obviously, again, I think it's really important people know you're a ranking member of the Human Services Committee. So you would probably know this better than I'd say even most lawmakers, let alone the average resident in Connecticut. Have we seen a lot of examples of what New Opportunities is being accused of in Connecticut, or would this be considered kind of rare?
The last time this happened was probably about 6 or 7 years ago with a nonprofit in the New Haven area, and we had corrective action there to try to get their bills paid up. I haven't seen it to this magnitude, and it's very troubling that you have dollars coming in that are earmarked for a program, and they're earmarked and used elsewhere. This is people's energy. This is people's heat. This is how people live. So we have to do a better job looking at the 990s, how these nonprofits have their money. When you read the article, you look at the salaries, you look at are they nonprofit? That's my question.
Right, because I'm reading, so this is out of the CT Mirror article. An annual budget of $41 million in recent years, New Opportunities is an organization formed in the earliest days of Lyndon B. Johnson's War on Poverty, administers food, housing, early childhood education, and energy assistance programs, with nearly half of its budget going to help the poor heat their homes. But again, when you talk about more than $40 million on average in their budget, again, they're clearly trying to address a lot of different needs, which I can certainly appreciate. But when you see that nearly half of its budget goes to just the heating, you do then question, well, then where's the rest of it going? And again, it could be going to these other groups, but I don't know if in particular there was a breakdown of showing, this is for overhead costs and how much of that is legitimate or not, or how much of that is justified or not.
Well, we're going to be looking at that. Like you said, it's troubling to see this kind of money and bounce and not pay for the utility. But going back and seeing the assets that a nonprofit has, this nonprofit does great things throughout Waterbury, Torrington, Meriden. They have the new Connecticut Food for Thought. It's where they aquaponics and they grow lettuce, and they're trying to make a profit up there to try to offset some of the costs. And I think that's a multi-million dollar endeavor that maybe is eating up a lot of cash. Not sure. Looking forward to digging in a little bit more. I'll tell you, we just need to make sure that what we're doing with federal dollars and state dollars is on the up and up. And if you have a good operating budget and you know the monies that are coming in to help out those that are most vulnerable, that's good. And then you can live within your restraints. And we depend at the state of Connecticut and Human Services on the nonprofits. We cannot funnel all this money out to the people, whether it's for food, for SNAP, for heat, for electricity. We depend on the nonprofits to administer that, to get it out to the proper people.
And again, Representative Case, I'm curious because this is, in maybe this is the cynic in me, or maybe it's the realist in me from working in news. I don't know. Whatever you want to call me is perfectly fine. But when I hear that you have a nonprofit, and again, I'm not in particular knocking New Opportunities because, as you mentioned, it's done a lot of really great work over the years. But when I hear the blanketed, it administers food, housing, early childhood education, energy assistance programs, those to me are all, I don't want to call them catchphrases, but they're all to me like where, you know, the average person is just not going to do their research. It doesn't matter if I'm blue in the face and I tell people before you donate, do your research, find out a breakdown, ask them how much of my donation is actually going to go to paying your people versus actually giving warmth to somebody or feeding a family or giving a kid a child, you know, an education opportunity, whatever it may be. The average person's not going to do it. They just won't. It doesn't matter how many times you tell them to. And when I see kind of those blanketed statements of we do all of these things, people just kind of give and they look the other way. My question for you is, have we become a culture here in Connecticut where that's good enough? You know, if you sound like it, like if it quacks like a duck and it looks like a duck and it waddles like a duck, it's got to be a duck, right? So we're just not going to check to make sure it's not, in fact, a chicken that sounds like a duck. Do you know what I'm saying here? Like, have we become too comfortable with just like, okay, but you've done the surface work and that's good enough for me. So we don't really need to check where that money's really going.
Well, New Opportunities is one that it's a model that it's a one-stop shop. When you stop into a New Opportunities agency, from what I understand, you can get all those services at one office. They have satellite offices throughout those areas where they serve. So whether you need to sign up for energy assistance, you need help with early childhood, you need those different instances, payment for rent. It's a one-stop shop. And I think that's what people look at when they do donate. But I do a lot of research and looking at 990s of nonprofits and seeing what is in the coffers of these nonprofits and what is in, you know, in their hands for assets. I like to get back to the mission. And the mission is to help the most vulnerable people of the state of Connecticut. I think that, and I believe that's the mission of the nonprofits, and we need to get back to that. We've gotten very big as far as capital things. Like I said, the Connecticut Food for Thoughts here in Corrington, it was a great initiative. It's moving along, and now they want to do expansion. Do we have the money to do that? Is it really showing a profit? Did we look at, you know, the 990s and seeing what it's doing? This was an instance that happened this past week that the only way we would have known, or we did find out, was a vendor didn't get paid. And they had 3 days to from getting the receipt to paying the vendor. So, you know, in the heating world, you know, you have 10 days to pay the vendor. And now I'm thinking about, why is it 10 for one and 3 for the other?
I was just going to ask that, Representative Case, which is, well, does that then, you know, is it the nonprofit's fault or is it the person, the entity they owe the money to? Because I don't know if I'm going down a rabbit hole here, but that to me also seemed like a quick turnaround. But I don't know, again.
Well, it is a quick turnaround because it is federal dollars that have already been spoken for. It's money that's guaranteed to us. Mm. It's just that so these nonprofits do get a fee to administer through DSS. And then once those services are fulfilled, they get a lump sum payment that they have to pay back to the vendor. So they're the catchment agency to get the money and then pay the vendor, making sure that the constituents and the people, the most vulnerable, got what they needed.
I see. Okay. When
it's a large number, Melissa. It's incredible the amount of money that is out there for the most vulnerable people, whether you're elderly, you know. But then we, you know, Medicare, Medicaid. We haven't done rate increases in almost since 2007.
Yeah.
That's the same population we're working with. So right. It's the nonprofits taking care of the immediate needs. And now we got to take care of other things. These people, it's difficult. And being Human Services going in 14 years, starting in January, you see the most vulnerable in the state of Connecticut. If we don't have an eye on what's going on or where the money's going, I don't know what we are.
So I do know after this situation, the Office of Policy and Management demanded the group accept a state-appointed overseer to indefinitely handle all other financial transactions Is that going to go through? Would you, and do you have any part of being in this overseer group?
I don't. And I saw that comment from OPM, which was very strong, and I think it's great because that's what happened in New Haven about 6-7 years ago, to oversee the payments and make sure the money's getting out where it needs to go. I think we need to get a handle on this, on the nonprofits, and see what money is actually in there, what debt they have to pay. And I think that's what a state-appointed person will go in there and see and try to right the ship.
All right. Representative Case, I want to thank you so much for having this conversation with us and talking about this. Certainly keep us posted, though, what happens next. Would love to see how this unfolds. And as you mentioned, see if any legislation needs to be passed during the upcoming session in February to hold, I would say, at least more financial oversight or maybe more reporting, mandated reporting. Now, I wouldn't even say just for nonprofits. I would also say, like we've talked about this week with audits, the importance of reporting accurately and not just doing overtime costs kind of frivolously. You know, that need for more financial transparency, reporting accurately. It seems like it's not just in this story, nonprofits. I think there are more agencies as well that should be looked into. And so I thank you so much, Representative Case, for what you do, House Ranking Member of the Human Services Committee, and for joining us here on WICC to talk more about this. We appreciate it.